But I do want to start off with the President's Commission on Election Integrity and its request that the states hand over voter information, including names, addresses, voter history, meaning when somebody voted, not how they voted. And we'll definitely get into the details in a moment. But the bottom line, Governor, for a lot of our listeners, seems to be extreme skepticism that this material will be kept safe and will not be misused. What can you say to make them feel better?
Well, I'll say what I've said from the very beginning. First off, the state's going to comply with the law, first and foremost, whatever the law allows.
New Hampshire law.
New Hampshire law, right? Absolutely. There is an active lawsuit, and we may hear where that goes this week. And whatever that, wherever it comes out, that's exactly what we're going to do. The only information that we are going, that we have said we would release, is the information that's already public. Right, it's your name, it's your address, it's your party affiliation. That is already out in the public sphere, but no birth dates, no social securities, not a single bit of private information will be released, and we'll keep it whatever is allowable within the law.
Here's an email from Bruce who says, why is any of my voting information public information? Bruce says, no one anywhere needs to know what party I voted in, or my name and address, or my social security number. Bruce says, the right to vote includes the right to vote privately and keep that vote to myself. That's why we vote behind curtains. And we heard from a lot of people last week, Governor Sununu.
Well, how you voted is never public.
Yes.
Help people understand that. How you voted is,
yes.
No one has any idea of that. You know, look, it's not a bad question, right? The fact that in 2007, a law was passed, the Democrats passed a law that allowed this information to be sold. I mean, let's talk facts. The Democrat Party itself has sold this information for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Along with Republican organizations as well.
Yeah. But, I mean, they far exceed anybody. So, you know, if the legislature wants to take up, you know, how we treat this information and whether it can be sold or not and all that, I'm open to all that discussion. I think those are worthwhile questions to have. Right now, the basic information that we do have that is public, that you and I could walk into our town halls and see, that's the only information that we'd even remotely consider making available. And again, it's because it's already available.
It's publicly available because of that law that passed about a decade ago.
Well, the public law about a decade ago, I think, allows it to be sold, which is bizarre. I think how long our voter information has been public, I think that's been going on for decades, I believe. So
you and Secretary Gardner have said, as you just said, this information is already public. Political groups and campaigns can buy it and use it to target their voter campaigns. Secretary Gardner told us the state charges about $8,000 for this from these groups. If that's the case, Governor Sununu, why not just make this commission buy it like everybody else?
They may. I'm open to that, of course, and they may do that. I asked Secretary Gardner. It's really his decision. People have to understand the request is to him, not to me. They've just asked kind of me to opine on it, and I'm happy to again say that we're just abide by the law, right? Only release the information that's already public, and if the Secretary of State decides to make them pay for it, I think that's fine, too.
Here's another email from Anne Marie who says, why against the massive public outcry would you and the Secretary of State still agree to submit sensitive and personal voter information to the commission who plans to make it public? Anne Marie says there's no evidence of voter fraud and this request puts New Hampshire voters at grave risk. There is a concern, Governor Sununu, that although this information is public, it's not public in an aggregated sense, and that putting this information in a big database at the federal level makes it a lot more easy for hackers to
access. Well, it's already in a database that the federal government provided to the state. It's already in that database. It's sitting at the archives. It's there. This is not sensitive and personal information. That would be private. So no private information is being released. You know, and I have to say, do we have voter fraud or don't? I've always said we have no evidence of voter fraud in this state. We have none. I've never seen a bit of actual evidence of it. Are we going to put this debate to rest one way or the other? Well, the only way to do that is to look at whether it's really there or not. I suspect even if it's there, it's pretty minimal. So you got to either put the debate to rest, or we're always going to be having this discussion. I can't speak for the commission. I can't speak for the president. But my guess is this is what this is about. For areas where it may be there in parts of the country, they can address it. For areas like this state where currently I have absolutely no evidence of voter fraud, we can put the debate to rest. But one way or the other, you got to take action.
Well, we spoke with Deputy Secretary of State Dave Scanlon last week, and he said what Secretary Gardner has said, expressing that hope that you just expressed, Governor, that people can approach the commission's work with an open mind, restore public trust in the elections system. How much do you share that hope that this commission will prove or disprove the notion of voter fraud, come to a conclusion that everyone will support. It seems in this era of sort of extreme political distrust that the commission can say whatever it wants, but people will take it or leave it depending on their own political views.
Two questions.
Is it overly optimistic to believe that this will really set it to rest?
No, it's not, because I guess when you have, if you have a lot of people that doubt the system and a lack of trust, and I agree with you, there's a lot of lack of trust there, but that doesn't mean you don't take action. As a governor, as a secretary of state, our job is to manage. Our job is to find solutions. Our job is to keep trying to find the pathway to restore trust and integrity. And in our election laws, in a state like New Hampshire, integrity in our election is so important because of our first in the nation primary status. So important because of our very high voter turnout. You know, when you don't have trust in the system, you're going to break that down. So we're at kind of the cutting edge of whether people start losing faith in the system. So what better time than to take some form of action? But again, it has to be public. It has to be open. It can't be behind closed doors. It has to be within the law.
Speaking of integrity, there has been a lot of attention to the person leading this commission, Kris Kobach. He is someone who has gotten into trouble in the courts for misleading a court about documents related to a voting rights case involving Kansas. He's known for being a vocal advocate for the notion that our system is full of fraud. Is he really the best person to lead this commission?
I don't know that he's a secretary of state, I believe. I don't know him. I've never met him. I don't know why he was chosen. I can't speak to that. I do really, really have a lot of faith that a gentleman like Secretary of State Bill Gardner, one of the country's foremost authorities on this, a Democrat, but really works in, I think, a very bipartisan manner. I think, supported this very strongly, understands the pushes and pulls of this process better than anybody. And to have someone from New Hampshire leading that charge in such a nonpartisan, I won't even say bipartisan, nonpartisan way, that's exactly who you want on that commission and defending the interests of New Hampshire.
A couple of Facebook comments on this. In fact, lots of Facebook comments on this. And I do want to thank everybody for jumping in.
Are there?
In.
I haven't been watching.
Tons of Facebook comments, tons of emails. And I really, really, really want to thank everybody who participated, who wanted to be a part of this conversation. I can't share everything, but
it's an important discussion, though.
I deeply appreciate people jumping in.
When you see people jump in, even though I might not agree with certain points or there's a lot of misinformation out there, that's to be expected. But the fact that everyone is engaging on it, that's a good sign, right? It is. You got to make sure all of this is out there. If in some states, there's very little discussion on this right now. People aren't engaged on it. They don't take it seriously. They don't understand the importance of it. The fact that folks are getting involved alone is just a great sign of the uniqueness of New Hampshire, right?
What's the misinformation, in your opinion, Governor Snowden?
Well, I think the first and foremost is that there's some sort of private information that's going to be released. No. That this is information that isn't already out there. No. That we're doing something above or beyond what is already allowed in the law. No, not at all. So all of those things, I think, are the most important facts. This is public information. We're going to follow the law to a T. Whatever happens with this court decision tomorrow, we will abide by that. That's exactly what we want to do. We're not allowing the federal government access to anything that the general public doesn't already have access to.
Again, by giving this to the federal government, are you making it easier for someone to get in on voter information, pull these threads of information out?
They already have access to it. They do. I mean, remember, the information we're providing, everybody already has access to it. And again, you have political parties that have sold this thing for money already. All that same information, no more, no less. So it's in a way, we're giving the federal government access to what they already have access to. In other states, it might be different. Remember, in other states, they might collect birth dates or social security numbers or things like that. But we don't do that here. And that's not part of the public database. So we're unique here in that I think because we keep our information so limited, because we have that live free or die spirit, if you will, and we really I think, respect the integrity of people's personal and private information. We don't. In another state, it might be an issue. And here, all we're doing is providing the bare minimum that is already available. So,
well, a couple more comments from our listeners on this, Governor Snowden. And then I do want to move on to the environment and climate change. Here is a Facebook comment from Donald. He says, I would like for you to let the governor know I don't want my voting history handed over to the federal government or anyone, Donald says, for that matter. Mark says people complaining about this are either silly or maybe fear the truth. Only good can come out of checking into the legitimacy of election results. Mark says who in their right mind does not want to be assured that these results are accurate? Thanks to Mark and Donald for those comments. And Governor Snowden, let's go to the phones. And Charlie's calling from Amherst. Hi, Charles. Go ahead. You're on the exchange with Governor Snowden.
Yes. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning.
I have a question. Having worked actually many years ago in election overseas and election oversight, my concern is partisanship and the fact that this commission appears to be highly partisan and versus a bipartisan. And my question for you is, if you hold that our elections held in New Hampshire were free from voter fraud, then why aren't you more voiceful in the sense of saying, you know, in New Hampshire, our elections are free and fair, and why is this commission not more bipartisan?
Charles, thank you for the call.
Sure. Well, I'd say a couple things. First, please don't compare our election process to that of overseas. I think our process here in the United States has a lot more integrity than a lot of other countries. They have a lot of other issues. Do we have proof of voter fraud here? Absolutely not. Is this a federal commission? Yes, it's a federal commission. So as a state, you want to participate in it. Frankly, I think we do things fairly well here. And maybe there's something to learn. Just because we don't think that there's voter fraud here doesn't mean we're not going to participate. The comment that it's not bipartisan, the representative from New Hampshire is a Democrat. I'm a Republican governor. I think both of us see eye to eye on making sure that we only provide the minimal information in terms of public information that's already publicly accessible. So I think other states should have a much bigger issue, potentially have a much bigger issue with this than we do. I think we do it right. We're doing it in a bipartisan way. We're really taking the politics out of it from New Hampshire's perspective.
Tracy sent us an email. She says, why did you agree to provide voter information when so many other Republican governors did not? I am deeply concerned.
I don't care about the politics, right? Everyone wants, well, Republicans say this, Democrats say that. I don't care. I really don't. And I don't think Secretary Gardner cares either. It's about integrity in a process that is equally Republican, Democrat, and independent, right? So it's about that piece of integrity. Whether Obama was doing this or Trump was doing this or the next president was doing this, I think we should go through the process. Because, again, we have a pretty good system at hand within New Hampshire already.
If there isn't voter fraud, widespread voter fraud in New Hampshire, and by the way, lots of secretaries of state around the country have sort of defended their own states and said, hey, don't, you know, paint us with this brush. Why even bother? Some people have said this is a waste of time and money when all these secretaries of state around the country say, you know, we're doing pretty well.
Well, again, I guess I would go back to what we talked about a couple of questions ago. Just integrity. We're at a point where I think a lot of people are losing faith in the system nationally, right? So there's an idea, if there's not an issue, let's put that to rest. If there are issues, let's address those. But you're always going to have a lack of faith in the system until you do something one way or the other, either prove or disprove the unknown. I can't speak for the president, but I think that's at the heart of what we're talking about here.
Here's one more email on this, Governor. This is from David. And David, it's a long one, so I can't read the whole thing. I apologize. But David says, I was a poll worker in Portsmouth in 2016 and personally saw the shock and disappointment that happens when a voter shows up to vote and finds they have been removed from the rolls. So David says, what assurances have you received that members of the commission will be equally diligent when it comes to investigating incidents of voter suppression? And David mentions examples in Cleveland when inadequate numbers of voting machines in urban and other areas with large minority populations didn't work. He mentions Philadelphia in 2016. Votes from machines that broke down were never counted.
Again, so, I can't speak to other states. Cleveland, Philadelphia, did they have problems? Yeah, maybe. Maybe they did. As soon as anything like that were to be found at the case in New Hampshire, we would absolutely address it. I think our system in New Hampshire works really, really well. Thank you, Bill Gardner. I think he's really done a great job for the last 30 years, not just protecting the integrity of our system, but making sure that we had a system that people could truly believe in. So, I can't speak for those other states. If we ever had incidences like that here, we would address it immediately.
I think his point is that will this commission be as concerned about voter disenfranchisement and voter suppression as it seems to
I would
be
hope
this
so.
Problem of voter fraud that a lot of people
oh,
say
Oh, of course. I would hope
really
so. Again,
exist.
I'm not on the commission. This isn't a request made to my office directly, but that's probably more of a question for Bill Gardner. But I would absolutely hope. You got to make sure there's true balance in what you're looking for. It can't just be a witch hunt on one side or a witch hunt on the other. I think a lot of times you see that. This is a bipartisan commission. This is a commission that is simply looking to put integrity and trust back into the system.
Some states waited for their attorneys general to give their opinions before they said yes or no to handing over this data.
Because that's where the requests came, remember. All the requests came to the secretaries of state. They didn't ask governors, right?
Right.
I was asked in the media But they didn't. I saw a copy of the letter, but the letter is really to the Secretary of State.
Sure, and I saw the letter, yeah. And it says to the Secretary. But now that it's in the courts and so forth, would it have been a good idea, Governor, to go before the AG first?
Oh, before the Attorney General's
first?
Does
this hang legally?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, every AG is different. Every state law is different. My guess is they put it to the Secretary of State because they're truly in charge of the elections. Knowing that then it would flow down, if there was a legal issue, it would flow, or the Secretary of State would then work with their attorney generals to determine the legality. So, no, I think in these situations you go to the department head, so to say, and then within the state they have to work out whether there's a legal issue, which is what we're doing now, which is perfectly fine and probably a good move. But, no, I think it's perfectly appropriate to go to the Secretary of State first and then have them work it out with the attorney generals.
How surprised have you been, Governor, by all the attention and outcry over this?
Not very. I mean, as we talked, look, this is a day of an era of misinformation, an era of political partisanship, right? And I do my best, I think, as you know, and a lot of folks, and I do my best to throw the politics out on whether it's a policy issue or even an issue like this, working with the Trump administration or whatever it might be. Get the politics out and figure, what are we trying to achieve? Right? What's the outcome we're trying to achieve? And as long as I have faith that the folks in charge of driving to that outcome are going to stay as bipartisan or nonpartisan as possible, then I'm going to have faith in those outcomes, and you got to let the process, flow. But in this day and age of the national mistrust and all that, I mean, look at CNN, look at Fox, look at MSNBC. It's all political one-sidedness on both sides. We're different. We're the 603. We're New Hampshire. We I think, do things in a different way, and we lead by example. And this commission, it has its ties up nationally, and we'll deal with them, any issues we may have locally. But at the end of the day, what are the outcomes we're going to get? I have faith that with Bill Gardner and other folks at the helm, we're going to get the results that are true and give people faith and integrity back into the system.
Well, coming up, we will turn the corner. We will start looking at summer, tourism, and climate change. And we'll take a lot more of your comments. 1-800-892-6477. Keep it right here.